This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence.
Welcome, welcome one and all to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've now added the fourth hour. If you're listening to this on radio, terrestrial radio, try checking us out on video. You can go to Infowars.com/show and watch the free stream. A great way to see everything that we cover here in HD color. And we're going to get to a lot of stuff today. We're going to cover some Trump news. I'm also going to take a look at CPS, because back in December, there was a big, a judge came out and made this landmark decision that CPS needs to be dismantled and rebuilt because of what they're doing. And the words this judge uses in describing CPS is what we've been saying for years about the agency. And I want to cover a lot of articles, some cases of why it's got to this point, and then talk about the money that CPS gets when they get children and put them into foster care, because that is their main mission, is to keep money coming into the system. And the case, of course, the Texas caseworkers are, they're complaining about the big caseloads. Well, that's because it's a money-making operation. So they're really not interested in quality. It's quantity, quantity. So they're up in arms about it. They don't want to lose their jobs. I heard about this come driving in today. There's an NPR reporter who was just, he couldn't believe this judge wanted to do an investigation and rebuild CPS. I mean, just the cases that I've heard about. We covered one of a little girl, a two-year-old girl, a few years ago up in Round Rock. Somebody snitched on them, said they saw them smoking marijuana or smelled it. They came and took their little girl away, brought her to this monster who then beat her to death, a two-year-old girl. And I'm going to show you the photos of this little girl, beautiful little girl, snuffed out because of greedy child kidnappers. That's what they are. CPS is child kidnapping at its finest. And I'm sure there's some good people in CPS who do a good job, but their main mission is to bring in more money. I don't think it's to help these little kids. And then when they get them in their care, they feed them with drugs, all kind of stuff. I'm going to get more into that. Also, when we get back, it now appears that the FBI is going to be investigated in the shooting of LaVoy Finicum, which I think is a murder, personally. And we're going to play a report that David Knight and Joe Biggs filed a couple days ago on that subject. And then I've got a weird story of the guy. I think he was a former Marine who shot the Idaho pastor who was a Ted Cruz supporter. Well, you're not going to believe what this guy thinks, what he posted on his Facebook page. But here's one of the articles. Idaho pastor shot day after praying at Ted Cruz rally. He was shot by a Marine who they just picked up recently in D.C. He was on the fence of the White House. And you're not going to be trying to protect Barack Obama, actually. So it gets weirder from there. Let me tell you what. This is a story. If you're into David Icke or anything, you'll definitely kind of, I guess, relate to what this guy is coming from. Yeah, manhunt underway. Well, they've caught the guy now. And the news report that I'm going to play, it's just going to blow your mind. I'm also going to take your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Start calling in now, 800-259-9231. I enjoy taking your phone calls. And I'm also going to play a little bit of a clip from last night from our debate coverage. Obviously, the Democratic debate is not as popular with our audience as covering the Republican debates, but we felt we ought to cover at least one of them. I think this was our second coverage of the debate. We hadn't done one since I think Jim Webb had been in the race when it was a three-person race. Now it's just a dog and pony show between two wolves fighting over making government bigger, making you pay for it. So we're going to get into all that. Once again, the number to call in is 800-259-9231. One of the interesting things we did last night during that live debate coverage is take live Skype phone calls. We had several people call in. So that was really interesting. We're trying to do things, you know, make things more interactive and get more people to let, you know, throw out their stories out there, because that's what America is all about, your story, making things happen. This is the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Well, apparently it's okay to joke about the assassination of presidential candidate Donald Trump, as Paul Joseph Watson alluded to earlier. Here's the article he's talking about that he wrote. The vice editor jokes about Trump assassination to save America from fascism. Vice contributing editor and left-wing activist Molly Crabapple has become the latest public figure to joke about wanting to see Donald Trump assassinated. She tweeted out, there's like a Twitter thing going on. She's like, I'm imagining them as stone-cold operatives about to assassinate Trump, who are also adorably in love. She followed up with another tweet glorifying the would-be assassins, a handsome married couple who are also assassins taking their task with saving America from fascism. Well, if she was really left-wing, she wouldn't have said handsome married couple. She would have said something like body amorphous, whatever. Who knows what those people are into. But I want to play a couple videos real quick. And the big story with Donald Trump, and last night we showed this, he got 39% of the Muslim, or the people in Dearborn, Michigan, who are a majority of the people there are Muslim. So people who want to say he's racist, and he hates Muslims and he's xenophobic. Well, why are Muslims voting for him? Why are Hispanics voting for him? Because they believe in what he's saying. And so let's go to the CNN. Donald Trump voter turnout, biggest story in politics.
The Democrats are down 30-35%. They're down from what they were. We're up by 50% and even more than that. You're talking about millions of people. So I actually think it's the biggest story in politics today. And I hope that the Republicans will embrace it. We have, don't forget, we have Democrats coming over. Very importantly, we have independents coming over, and they haven't done that ever, probably ever. And with all of these people coming over, we're going to have something very, very special. If I win and if I get to go against Hillary, polls are showing that I beat her. And some of the polls have me beating her very easily, because when you take advantage, we will take many, many people away from the Democrats, and we'll take many, many people away that normally go Democrat as independents. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that. We had people come over here who have never voted Republican, who have never even thought about it, and they came and they voted Republican. And I'll tell you another group of people that I've seen, and I'll be signing autographs after a speech, and we'll be talking to people. And I've had many, many people say, and it was a beautiful thing to hear it, Mr. Trump, I'm 67 years old. Many people. I'm 67 years old. I've never, ever voted before. I've never come close to voting before. This is the first time I'll ever vote. And that's so amazing. It's so amazing.
Yeah, he's definitely woken up the sleeping giant. Whether you agree with his policies or not, his rhetoric, his barnstorming has really woken up a lot of people and gotten them to vote. There was another story I read about a guy who had a Donald Trump sign in his yard. And three Hispanic youths came over and pulled it out, and he said, y'all are going to put that back. And they pulled a gun on him, and then his neighbor ran into his house and came out with a gun and said, I got your back, bro. And those guys backed down and left without an incident happening, but that's just another. Yeah, there it is. Hispanic gang members arrested after crumpling Trump yard sign and pulling gun on Trump supporter. I think one of them was a teenager, and two of them were adults, so either 18 or over. I just watched the video of the guy, and he's like, y'all going to put that back? Yeah, I thought it was funny. And now, but this is what Ted Cruz thinks of Trump supporters. He doesn't think too much about them. He's not really interested in what they have to say. He doesn't think they have much substance. Here it is from his mouth.
And so what is happening, listen, Donald does well with voters who have relatively low information, who are not that engaged, and who are angry, and they see him as an angry voice. Mm-hmm. Where we are beating him is when voters get more engaged and they get more informed. When they inform themselves, they realize his record. He's what they're angry at. He is the corruption. And if you want someone to stand up to Washington, the only one who has been doing so in this race is me.
Yeah, he will stand up to Washington. Right by his side, he's going to have Goldman Sachs. Right there, leading the way, paving the way. He's going to push a bunch of trade deals through, a bunch of globalist trade deals. That is what you're going to get with Ted Cruz. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. And now he's signed on with the Bushes. What do you think that means? The writing's on the wall. He's going to pick Bush as his running mate. I mean, if you can't see it, I'm sorry. That's how it's going to be. And you know what happens when Bushes become vice presidents. You know what happens. So let's look at this article now. FBI agents under criminal investigation in Lavoie Finicum shooting. Now, a second video has come out. It's a cell phone video, and we're going to show you that in a second from a report. But it turns out, however, officials announced that one FBI agent is suspected of lying about firing twice at Finicum, and he's got four other agents suspected in helping him cover up that lie, and they were hiding the bullets and just not reporting the shots. I mean, that's a big deal. These guys, they released that video, that drone shot, and they were like, huh, see who's going for his gun. Well, and then some of the protesters came out and said that gun was stolen. That wasn't his gun. And then it looks like, well, he was fired upon and killed by, it looks like a long rifle now. And it wasn't the handguns that killed him. So there was multiple people in multiple positions. That was an ambush setup. Another local sheriff in Oregon called it a ambush. So let's go to that report right now from David Knight and Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, David and I just saw the shocking footage released by the Oregonian right after they've already come out and said that Lavoie Finicum's murder was justified. Now we have raw cell phone footage from Shauna Cox inside the vehicle that proves that they were shooting at them beforehand, completely going against the actual narrative of the story that the feds came out with in the first place. I mean, what are your first thoughts on seeing this video?
You know, it was really heart-wrenching to look at this. I got to say, what I saw there was murder and attempted murder of three other people in the vehicle. You can see what's happening, and the way the video is set up, and again, it was put up on the Oregonian site, but it was released by the Sheriff's Department. Deschutes County released this. They're the ones who are doing the investigation. This comes on the day that the law enforcement has told us that the shooting of LaVoy Finicum was justified. This flies in the face of that. This is an outrage that they would put this up there, that they would say that law enforcement is justified. How are you justified in shooting a man with his hands up? And you can see that that's what happened here. You can see that they're taking pot shots for a very long time at the people who are in the car. And the way this video is set up, they superimpose the cell phone footage from Shauna Cox, who is in the vehicle, in the back seat with Victoria Sharp, with Ryan Bundy. LaVoy Finicum is driving. Okay, so she's taking it from the back corner, so you can see what's going on. They superimpose that with the footage from the FBI. And here's the thing, Joe. We've said from the very beginning, this footage from the FBI, along with their phony, lying narrative, was set up to hide this murder. They did a very low-resolution aerial footage without sound, so you can't tell what's going on. You can't tell when the shots were fired. They've done this from the very beginning. That was a video that mainstream media went with for a very long time. That was a video that everybody saw. Now, after they say, well, it's a justified shooting, now you can see what happens. You can hear when the shots are fired. You can see that they're shooting them as they're driving up to the barricade. You can see that they're shooting LaVoy Finicum as he gets out of the car with his hands up to take fire away from the rest of the people in the vehicle. He was a hero to take the fire, to sacrifice himself for those people in the car, yet they still tried to shoot the people in the car. Totally outrageous.
Yeah, and that kind of goes with the entire point that we were trying to make back when it happened. They said that he was reaching for a gun. In fact, you hear those shots first as the hands are going up. Yeah. So that could possibly be him reaching in pain, going, oh, my God, I just got shot. And then they go, and they're going in after that and continuing to shoot. Now, after LaVoy's dead laying there in the snow, they continue to shoot again. That's when Ryan Bundy takes a shot as well. And you can see the glass shatter. And they also continue to fire what seems to be beanbag rounds to break the glass so they can then shoot in the tear gas that they did. And all you can hear is Victoria Sharp, a very young girl, scared, crying, praying. Yep. You know, the entire conversation leading up to this, no one was like, I've got a gun, I'm going to make this last stand. The guy just said, if you're going to shoot me, do it. Stop wasting my time. I'm trying to go meet the sheriff in Grants Pass.
You can follow us. We're on our way to see the sheriff. You can follow us. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, Joe. And again, it was... They did this so that they could hide what they had done. And we've had a law enforcement officer look at this and critique what these people did. The two guys who came up appeared to be the ones when he was still standing. There were shots that were being fired at him as he got out of the vehicle with his hands up. Then he walks a little bit further out. And in the video that the FBI released, you can see one guy coming from where the blockade was. And he is shooting at LaVoy Finicum. And he points out this guy has exposed himself to hostile fire from the vehicle. If, in fact, there are dangerous people in there. They're treating this guy as if he is a threat to their lives, and yet he's coming out of a vehicle. They don't know who's in this other vehicle, the vehicle that stopped, but they feel that they have to shoot this guy with his hands up, okay, exposing himself to fire from the vehicle. Then they pull back, and they shoot at the vehicle, okay? So if they were dangerous, they could have killed this officer. The other officer who's coming from out of the snow is shooting across at the other officers. It's basically a crossfire that they've set themselves up in. So it's amazingly incompetent if you look at it from a law enforcement perspective. But it is outright murder and attempted murder if you watch this video. It's absolutely outrageous. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's just one of the most amazing things that I've seen to superimpose the reality of what's going on with this lying
video. David
Knight
has nails it right on the head. Amazingly incompetent. If you look at where those two shooters are that are on the ground, one's right behind the car. I've got it up here. You can see it. You see him get right behind the car. I've got it up on the screen right here, guys. And then you have the other one who's firing right into his other fellow officers. Who does that? Nobody does that. You never fire right into your fellow officers. Yet he felt justified doing that. This other officer's right behind the car. exposing himself to, if they're worried about shots coming from this car, he didn't care. He knew, because he knew that these guys were unarmed. He knew that they were peaceful. He knew that they were not going to fire first. They were totally, totally involved in the murder of a man who died on his feet, and hopefully he will be remembered and his death will not be in vain. And we'll be right back with more. I mean, it's just disturbing to see this. We'll be back. It could be you next. I don't know what the government says.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutramedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
We are back live. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to go to your calls here in a second. And we're also going to look at a really interesting a news story that started off with the killing of a pastor who was, I guess he prayed at a Ted Cruz rally, and then he was shot the day after. And now they finally found this guy at the gates of the White House, of all places. But let's go to Uncle Willie in Washington first. Wants to talk about Trump and Cruz. Go ahead, Uncle Willie.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Listen, I've been trying to call for about a year, so I'm glad I got through. I've been listening for about a year, and I absolutely love this program.
We're not a program. We're a show. We're not trying to program you in any way, shape, or form. We're trying to give you information so you can make your own decisions, by the way. But go ahead, Uncle Willie.
I gotcha. Okay. my wife and I totally support Trump for president. I think that would be so exciting to finally vote for somebody that we absolutely believe in. Secondly, and I got 3 points. Secondly, if the choice is Ted Cruz, we would vote for him, but it would be depending upon who his vice presidential mate. If he's a typical establishment Republican, we would not vote for Ted Cruz. And the third thing is I get a little tired of Roger Stone's comments about Ted Cruz and his wife. Look, women are far beyond the age where they should be kept in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. Okay, their career decisions are their business. And it's not Ted Cruz's fault that his wife worked for Goldman Sachs. It's not Ted Cruz's fault that she worked for Condoleezza Rice for a while. That's ridiculous. And I really get tired of that being pushed and pushed and pushed. And I just think we need to think independently and not just follow whatever line some supporter keeps pushing.
Well, I think the case against Ted Cruz is building rapidly, personally for myself. I mean, he does have, you could say there's no ties to Goldman Sachs, but there are ties there. And Goldman Sachs is one of the main companies involved in the 2008 banking crisis and have probably been involved since then. I mean, Goldman Sachs goes into countries and destroys them. That's what this company does. So people involved with that, you have to wonder about their moral character. And Ted Cruz walks to walk around pretending he is the moral center of everything and that whatever he says is, you know, piously moral. Well, let's look at your wife. You know, this is the person you've married. So I think you had to do the same thing with, you know, Hillary Clinton. Here's your husband. What kind of person is your husband? What does that say about you if you're not going to repudiate that stuff? Now, she hasn't been accused of anything, but you have to look at who she works to surround herself with. And now, who is Ted Cruz surrounding himself with? Two Bushes. A Cruz in the Bush. I don't know if you can trust him. That's all I got to say. But thanks for calling, Uncle Willie, and thanks for listening to us. And remember, we are a show. We're not trying to program you in any way, shape, or form. Let's go to Rob in Washington. He's talking about a protest going on in Washington right now. Rob, what's going on?
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just thought it was incredible, that story about the protesters in Western Washington University. I listened to a radio station, KGMI. It's local out of Bellingham. I basically live a stone's throw from there. But I thought it was hilarious. The news story that they put on was the protesters were attacked by a disgruntled person in the car, you know, that was blocked by them blocking traffic. And in the news story, it said injuries included dislocated shoulder, sprained fingers, and bruises. And I went and looked at the video. It was a 9-second video, and there's a woman who points at the car. The whole thing seems staged to me, but it could be. Too. I just thought that was hilarious.
And I'm not even pulling that up. I pulled up protest Western Washington University, and I don't even see anything.
Well, if you go to KGMI, 7:90 a.m., that the video's on there, or they had last night the video.
And
was
so
on.
What was the protest about?
Oh, the protest was the demands of the, I can't remember.
So something about Ferguson, it looks like. Ferguson, Bellingham joins in Ferguson protest decision. Yeah. Oh, that says 1 year ago, though. That's old. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see anything on it. Let's see. No, everything I see is from 2015.
Yeah, no, it was a story you guys had up on InfoWars yesterday.
Oh. You know, we put up so much stuff on InfoWars. I don't know if you look at the Alex Jones channel, but if you watch the Alex Jones channel and you come back the next day, you're not going to see the videos that we had the day before. We go through, we put up so much information so quickly. Well, guys, I am going to play this newscast when we get back from the break, and I'm going to get into CPS and why it's under fire in Texas and what that means for everybody else out there. Thanks for calling, Rob, in Washington. We'll be back with more of your calls and more news. Stay tuned. It's the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
We are back live on Overdrive. That's right, you get 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show every day now, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then Alex is back on Sunday from 4 to 6, and we also do the InfoWars Nightly News every night, 7 p.m. Central. Usually it's only an hour, but last night we did about 3 hours and 15 minutes, went to about 10:15 or so, and covering the Democratic debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. We also took some live Skype phone calls, and we had a caller call in from, I believe it was upstate New York. This is a man who recently retired. I think his name is Alan. And we're just going to play 30 seconds of this call because he talked about, you know, he'd been taking some of the products. I just actually took two Brain Force because I was working till 10 p.m. and then getting up here and getting up early and getting ready for the show again. I'm feeling a little run down. Last week we did two of these, and I said, we're not going to do two of these again for a while unless there's some terrorist attack recovering. But yeah, I took some Brain Force. You've heard the commercials of me talking about Brain Force and how it helped me get through an all-nighter. If you're a college student out there, I'd say give it a try. See what you think. And anyway, Alan from upstate New York, I'm going to play his testimonial because I asked him, I said, what products are you on? Just after we were done talking, we let him get his points out. He has a great Skype connection, by the way, and recently retired. And here's his story. So let's just roll it.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, Joint Force, fabulous stuff, Anthroplex, you name it. And even got a little DNA Force. So, and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill on a lot of them. So.
There you go. Hey, what do you think of Brain Force when you take that?
Unbelievable stuff. I can't even tell you. If one doesn't work, two sure does. I can tell you that.
I take two, and it works every time. There it is. So it didn't even get to the part. I'm going to have Travis recut that. Travis, if you're listening, he talks about how he lost 70 pounds from doing it. His doctor couldn't believe it. He had diabetes. We're going to get it out. Don't worry. I'm going to get the whole clip. I'll cut it together myself if need be. Because it's stories like that that are amazing. People taking these products, and it's changing their lives. So give it a try. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and try a couple of the products. Get some X2. Get some Super Male Vitality. Start moving around. Because that's how you're going to lose weight. That's how you're going to feel better when you start getting active. And these products will help you get your body to a place where you can be active. So now, let's go to this story. Is definitely turned weirder by the moment. Idaho pastor shot day after praying at Ted Cruz rally. And this was, let's see, it was Ted Remington was found multiple gunshot wounds outside the altar church around 2 p.m. Sunday. And his nephew found him. He was shot four times in the back as he walked to his car. And he was expected to make a full recovery. Now, they found the shooter. And here's a news report. They found him on the steps of the White House. So let's roll that report.
A bizarre turn of events in a story that caught the attention of the nation. A pastor gunned down in his church parking lot, igniting a multi-state manhunt, came to an end on the other side of the country.
Kyle Odom was apprehended safely and without incident in Washington, D.C. this evening.
Prior to his arrest, Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White says Odom threw several items over the fence at the White House.
The initial information I'm receiving is that those included some flash drives along with some other unknown items.
Today, Odom was on his Facebook page. He posted a bizarre rant about why he opened fire on Pastor Tim Remington, and that post helped lead authorities to him. ABC News now confirming that police were able to track Odom after this post, in which he said the world is ruled by an ancient civilization from Mars. Pastor Tim was one of them, and he was the reason my life was ruined. I shot Pastor Tim 12 times. There is no way any human could have survived that event. Odom also changed his profile picture to a hand-drawn of a creature with green eyes. That same picture found in a manifesto Odom sent to KXLY4 News. The pages of that rambling statement laid out his belief that Remington was a Martian, and so were many members of the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, as well as some members of the Israeli leadership. Also in the manifesto, a note to President Obama, not a threat, but a message, warning him about the Martians, telling him to stay strong.
I don't know what you make of that, but this poor guy obviously has got some thinking to do. And, I mean, if he thinks, you know, we could be ruled by aliens. I don't know, but we have yet to see one. And that hand-drawn description kind of reminds me of the leprechaun story when they thought there was a leprechaun up in the tree in, I think it was Alabama somewhere. And they showed the artist's sketch. But now let's get to something really serious. What's going on in CPS in Texas is truly revolutionary, and I think is going to start a chain reaction going through the rest of the country, because CPS is an organization out of control. Of course, it was formed to do something good, to protect children who were being abused and put them in families where they could be safe. But that's not what's happening now. CPS is not an organization that I think does that anymore. Here's a New American story. When CPS kidnaps children for money, and you read down in it, it talks about how they get thousands of dollars per child that they keep in foster care. And the longer those children stay in foster care, the more money they get. And they also get more money as they are able to prescribe them more drugs. So they always go in to visit the psychologist or psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist gives them more drugs, and then they get more money. And the point is not to reunite these children with their families. The point is to keep more children in the system so the system gets more money. Here is the article from December 17, 2015. Federal judge finds Texas has broken foster care system, says she'll order changes. The long-term foster care in Texas is broken and routinely does grave harm to children already dealt a tough hand, a federal judge ruled on Thursday. U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack of Corpus Christi said the state violated the Constitution by keeping about 12,000 youngsters for years in underfunded and poorly run system where rape, abuse, psychotropic medication, and instability are the norm. All right, I'll read that one more time. Guys, can you put the camera on that so we can see that? Rape, abuse, psychotropic medication, and instability are the norm right there. That's what she said, and that's quoted. But the system, despite 20 years of reports and attempted fixes, keeps harming children and it's supposed to help, the stinging opinion reads. Now, I'll get into what changes she's going to propose, but one of the defendants in that case, the top official in the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, DFPS, announced that he is stepping down May 31st, and that's Judge John Specia Jr. announced Friday he intends to retire after 30 years of public service. So that's what, yeah, I guess you get to do after you run a system for that what this federal judge says for 20 years is totally broken. You get to retire, get a healthy pension, and I guess he probably retired so he'd get no investigation. Now we have Texas caseworkers who are going up to the Capitol, and they want to fight tooth and nail against this court order, potentially costly reforms of the state's foster care system, a position that's drawn fierce criticism from child welfare advocates. So they're trying to say, oh, but it's everything's fine. We don't need to make changes. So let's look at a few stories that maybe they do need to make changes. Investigators look into death of infant in foster home. Authorities are investigating the death of a three-month-old boy who died in a Temple foster home on Saturday. Julie Moody of Child Protective Services is investigating the death of the child in foster home while CPS was investigating the biological family. So they pull these kids out, they put them in foster homes, and then they die. Here's a case just up north here of Austin. This is from 2014. Justice for toddler beaten to death as her foster mother is sentenced to life in prison for her murder. And here is a picture of the vile creature. Scroll down to that so we can see the creature who beat a two-year-old girl to death. They think with like an iron pole or something. And then you can see pictures of the little girl. Her name was Alex Hill. She was 2 years old when she died as a result of massive brain hemorrhaging. Now, why? What was the threat? What were her parents doing? Were they beating her? No. A neighbor turned them in because they smelled marijuana. The police showed up. They admitted that they were smoking it, so they immediately took the girl away. That's why you don't talk to these people. When they come to your house, you ask them to make an appointment, and you record everything. And you don't answer anything unless you have an attorney present. You do not incriminate yourself, because anything you say can and will be used against you. And this is all done color of law. They just take the child. There's no court. There's no due process. They take the child while they're investigating. And while they were investigating, she died. Children slain in mass murder were abused in foster care, judge says. David Connolly charged with capital murder after eight found dead inside home. That's in Harris County. CPS involved before teen girl stabbed, killed in Lubbock County. And Texas CPS makes changes after child's death. So there's a lot of death going on in the foster care system. I think you're 12,000 times more likely to be abused in foster care. But they don't want to make changes. And what's the judge asking for? Let's look at these horrible changes the judge is asking. And then once the judge wants this done in 30 days, requiring each child in long-term care to have a special attorney as well as a court-appointed special advocate. They have a special master will study child abuse in the homes and group homes and treatment centers. The masters will push for the state to move children who have not had severe behavior or physical impairments to be in less restrictive settings. CPS would also improve case files it keeps on children, including annual photos to help identify runaways. It will also stop placing children in certain foster homes and unsafe placements like foster group homes that lack 24-hour awake night supervision. Marsha Robinson Lowry, the founder of the New York-based Children's Rights, which led to the effort to have these similar suits filed in dozens of states, called Jack's decision stunning and painstakingly researched. And she also said Texas has certainly one of the worst foster care systems in the country. So this is good news. This is something I think a lot of people have been fighting for. The deceased Senator Nancy Schaefer was fighting for this. She was killed in her home, they say, by her husband, who then committed suicide. I don't believe that one second. She was getting into these people. These are child kidnappers, and they want to do harm to children, and they place them in with people who really want to do harm with children, and they get paid to do this. It's totally disgusting. So let's go to your calls again, once again. So hopefully we can turn that into an article and get more information out to people. Dave in Pennsylvania wants to talk about the Obama phone lady at the Ohio convention. Romney, he sucks. Bad. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey there.
Yeah, that was my Obama phone care lady impersonation.
Yeah. I was wondering if Alex could get the Obama phone lady on the phone, Michelle from Cleveland. I was wondering if he was going to be supporting Donald Trump.
That's interesting to see who she's going to be supporting. I haven't talked to her since the last time she was here. But we will be up in Cleveland, so maybe we'll go up there and visit her, see how she's doing, and maybe get her to come down to the convention and get on a bullhorn. She's got a good voice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, Rob, you listen to Cruiser. You guys do a fantastic job. I listen to you every day.
Right on. Well, I'm a little run down today, but I think actually the brain force just kicked in. It suddenly went bing, and that's the only feeling I can describe when it kicks in. It takes about 10 minutes, and now I'm getting hyped up. Thanks for calling, Dave. Let's go to Mark in California. Wants to talk about Trump's safety. Are you fearing he's going to be assassinated or attempted assassination?
Hey, Rob, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
It's Mark Connors from the Connors Report out on the West Coast. Great show, as always, bro. Real quick, I want to say something. That brain force is awesome.
It is. I can't say enough about it.
Man, I perform. Some of you guys should look me up. Mark Connors. I'm a singer. I'm constantly on my tour bus. I'm constantly running around this country. I tried the brain force about a month ago. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm 15 years old again.
All right, sing me a plug real quick. Brain force makes me feel like I'm 15 again. Come on, give it to me.
Brain force makes me feel like I'm 15 again.
There you go. It does. It works, man. People don't realize that the painstaking research that went into this, and Anthony takes it every day. I don't take it every day. I take it when I feel like I'm run down, because usually I have good energy, and I felt a little worn down today and just took some. I feel great now. It's amazing how it works. I can't say enough about it.
Actually, people tried to talk me out of it, and they said, oh, no, that's bull crap. That's all bull crap. You know what? I saw so much testimony on InfoWars that I said, hey, I'm going to try this stuff, and it was awesome. Bro, another thing, this CPS stuff, I would like to share my story with you sometime.
Okay.
Look me up, Rob. Mark Connors. I'm a country musician.
Send me an email. It's the best way to get in touch with me. RobD@Infowars.com. RobD@Infowars.com.
This CPS thing, though, bro, I spent 2 years locked up in a tiny little room the size of a bathroom when I was a little boy, 2-3 years old. And I'd like to share that. Those people are totally screwed up. They left me alone in a home with people that beat me, locked me down, starved me, cut the door, shoved my food underneath the door, all kinds of stuff, Rob. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that, too. One other thing, bro, because I know you got a big show here today, and it's fantastic. You're touching on so much stuff that's just, I'm like, wow. And I think that my brain force kicked in. Another thing, bro. I want to offer my tour bus, my mobile sound stage with a 40,000-watt sound system on it, my band, my show, Freedom Jam, the Mark Connors show. It's a 53-foot semi-stage with sound, everything, lights, the whole shebang. My tour bus with a mobile sound studio on it to air shows on. I want to offer that to InfoWars.com, courtesy of MarkConnorsTV.com.
Wow. Well, you know what? Send me an email and we'll start talking about that. You know, we are going to these two conventions coming up, the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. So that sounds like we might be able to work something out. Thanks for calling, Mark. I really appreciate it. I'm going to jump now. Go to Phil in Florida. Phil, what do you want to say about Ted Cruz?
Yeah, just what that guy that called in earlier that was complaining about Roger Stone kind of peripheral implications that he was some kind of sexist is ridiculous. The thing about InfoWars is that we do not underestimate the women, and that his wife may actually have her satanic hooks in him. So
well, we don't know if she's satanic or not. But I will say this: here, this came out of Mediaite. Ted Cruz lies right to Christian journalist's face about tithing. You know, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to give 10% to the church. Well, they estimate he gives like less than 1%. So that's, I guess that's a Christian for you. I don't know.
But go ahead. CFR connection, right?
Yeah.
Connected to the CFR and Goldman and all that stuff. I mean, you don't get in there unless you're in some kind of Eyes Wide Shut convention.
Sure. And, you know, one thing about Donald Trump, he just came out and didn't endorse Richard Haass, but said he's one of his advisors. And Richard Haass is, I think, head of the CFR. So we have to watch that, too. We have to be aware of every nook and cranny because these globalists are everywhere. And their agenda is to get rid of national borders and create a one world government. And that's what we're fighting against, because When that goes away, it's autonomous robots on the streets, it's chips in your hand, it's tracking everywhere. They're going to try to do it with the cars first, and then, you know, 10 years from now, it's going to be a grain of rice stuck in your hand. It'll probably be smaller than that. So we have to be aware of all that. We'll be back one more segment of the fourth hour of Overdrive for the Alex Jones Show. You can watch us live, Infowars.com/show, or become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We're back live final segment of Overdrive and the Alex Jones Show. Don't forget tonight, 7 p.m. Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Last night we did 3 hours. And you can watch us on PrisonPlanet.tv. When we do those long segments, we do put them on InfoWars.com/show. And also on YouTube, we stream them live on YouTube. And we are not going to do the Republican debate tonight. But we will have analysis of it the next day. We'll see if it's that was a total ambush hatchet job they did last time on Donald Trump with Megyn Kelly in the front. And then he was getting hit from either side between Ted Cruz and the incredible Shrinking Rubio. Let's go to Travis in Texas. Let's talk about CPS. Travis, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great.
Hey, thanks for everything you guys do out there and InfoWars. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I was calling about just your CPS thing going on. My wife's in CPS here in Texas.
Yeah, what does she think of these changes that are being proposed?
Well, they're trying to do some good changes, at least. They have a new group coming out that they just started called Alternative Response, where mm-hmm. these investigators are also doing an alternative response group where they're sticking with the families and trying to work towards resolutions by offering them resources, because their priority is to keep the families together. I know there's been some bad incidences where where CPS has been made to look pretty bad, but I know for a fact that they're understaffed heavily, and these caseworkers are taking on probably 20 to 30 cases on one investigator, and now they're doing an alternative response group where these caseworkers are also having to go out and revisit families that had cases closed just to check on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they're way overworked, and it's getting real. It is getting hard on them, but I don't know.
I think that's the plan, though. I think the plan is to keep them overworked so they can't do quality. It's about quantity. It's about getting kids into the system. You know, not everybody has a perfect day. You know, I don't think you take a kid away from a home because you catch, you know, one of the guys that they didn't even catch the guy smoking pot. He just admitted to it. They took the kid. The kid gets beaten to death. I mean, you can't have that. You cannot have a system like that and say it's not just one bad apple, too. The foster care system, and it's the CPS people that should be in charge of the foster care system. And if something's going on, they need to be getting rid of these foster care people. But they get the money from it, and the money is too alluring. That's my feeling. But go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, you have to understand that CPS isn't going out finding these people. These people are they get their reports from other people that are concerned about children. And then when the CPS investigator goes out there, they investigate the parents and the well-being of the child. And then from that point on, they have to determine if these parents are capable of taking care of the children or not.
Right.
And then, okay. And then once that happens, which it could be, you know, I haven't seen a case so far where there's been marijuana involved, for example, and a kid gets taken away. They have to look to their immediate family first to see if there's a place that they can place the child with in their immediate family before they go into foster care.
Well, that didn't happen to Alex Hill. She was immediately taken away, and it's a sad, sad case. Thanks for calling, Travis, for providing that other side of the discussion. Corey in California, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Go.
Hello?
Go, Corey. 30 seconds. Don't thank me.
You guys need to get a guest on your show. His name is Stephen Bassett. He's the only guy in Washington, D.C. lobbying for extraterrestrial disclosure. He's hitting them with facts only, no BS. And he's talking about Hillary Clinton and the Rockefeller Initiative, something she hasn't talked about in 20 years.
All right. Hey, that's it. Thanks for putting that out there, Corey. Thanks for all the callers. I cleared the deck. That's it. Stay tuned tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.